And welcome to Declutter Me, and this is part two of our episode on downsizing. Hey, Shalina, how's it going?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are we all set for part two today?
We are, yeah. We're going to talk about things to not declutter when you're downsizing. Because people think about, you know, downsizing, must get rid of things, must get rid of everything, you know, have to do, you know, get rid of furniture, get all this clutter, everything. I'm moving my head a lot, aren't I? Well, I'm getting very, like, excited about it.
I almost want to make you front and center of the screen just so that you can
get do the head. Exactly, yeah. I'm ready, buddy.
Any minute now, Shalina. Any minute now.
Anyway, sorry, listeners. Anyway, when you're downsizing, you think that you need to declutter everything. You don't. There are lots of things you don't need to get rid of. And for once...
I think there are some things that you should absolutely not.
Yeah. So for once, Shalina is going to talk about what to not declutter.
Yeah, but it only took us like 2.5 years to get here, but hey.
I know. And people think that I always want you to declutter everything. Of course, no. You know, if there's certain things you love. But there are certain things that are very important that you, you know, you don't get rid of, or, you know, you can pass it on or something. So, and it's very important right now, you know, especially with the downsizing, and people have to downsize quite quickly because of the, you know, the crisis, you know, it's that time of the year, especially in the summer when people do move houses because of the school term, etc. So it is a time when people do move. A lot of people are thinking of downsizing. So you need to take that into consideration, but you know, you can't get rid of everything. It's the things that you need to keep. So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. So where do we begin here?
So, well, let's start with the important papers, because that's the most important thing. I do apologize. That's my cat screaming for some reason. So he's saying that you need to keep your important papers as well. So important papers are your title deeds, your birth certificates, your marriage certificates, death records, divorce decrees, you know, your national insurance or social security cards, pension documents, life insurance, you know, passports, money, wills, trusts, investments, you know, education, diplomas, military service, vehicle titles, you know, while you got your vehicles. The extra key for that car should be with those vehicle details as well. These are documents that should be stored in a safe, or they should be stored in a safe way that you can grab them in case of fire, in case of move, you know. And have we talked about it in a podcast before? I think we've talked about it, important documents in a important sense. Yeah. We have, yes, we have. So we, you know, and we'll refer to that podcast in the show notes as well. But these ones, you know, they should have been stored in a safe way anyway. But if they haven't, if you haven't had the chance to deal with your important documents before, now is the time to do so and to get those documents and put them together safely. You know, you can get those files that open up that you can put with slots in them. You can put all the important documents in them, or you can get a clear plastic folders. Whatever way you do it, put them together and keep them safe, because they are important and you cannot lose them. And if you are moving, I would say put them into a folder or a box file and put them in your suitcase now. Keep them safe. Don't put them in a drawer. Don't put them, you know, randomly on a table. Keep them safe. Put them in the suitcase that's going to go with you in your car to your next house. Or put them in the safe, but knowing that you're going to get the safe, empty the safe and put stuff into your suitcase or your hand luggage when you move house. These are incredibly important. You cannot lose them, you know, and you most probably know that yourself, but just to reiterate that. Another thing to think about when you're downsizing is think about family heirlooms. You know, is there something, you know, sterling silver, plates or candlesticks, you know, antiques, you know, crockery, things like that that you have received from your family, you know, pictures, medals, any of those things, if they are family heirlooms, they have value, they emotionally and monetary, keep those safe. So get a box, a nice box to put them all in, or if they already have their own boxes, put them in that. And get a moving box and put all of those together into one box, ready for the move to your next destination. Get them ready and prepared and safe together. If you can get from your movers, the bubble wrap and packaging material to keep them safe in the box as well, do that, because they are so valuable to you. So I always recommend that you pack them away yourself, because they are that valuable. You don't want other people to potentially break them or lose them, or do something to them, because they're so valuable to your life. So
yeah, I think here I should definitely see it here, but I'm sure it's true in most places, where the movers are actually very happy to come drop off some stuff for you in advance, a few boxes, bubble wrap, and because you kind of take a load off of them, right, in terms of dealing with some of these things. So I've seen this here happen with many people. Every time you move, they say, okay, well, one of our rounds a few days earlier, we'll come drop off a few boxes for you. You pack the stuff you feel comfortable packing, and then we'll come in and do all the rest, which is the easy stuff that we know we can handle. So you always have that option, I think, with most movers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, with those, another thing is to use a suitcase. So if you have an extra suitcase, put them in there, because that all the stuff that's important to you, that's precious to you, put them into suitcases or specific boxes that are the special items. But yeah, you can. I mean, we do it all the time, that we get movers to bring stuff early. You can say to them, can you bring 10 different types of boxes to the house, and with the bubble wrap and all the packaging material? Another thing to think about as well is electronics. So a lot of electronics you have to get rid of. Yeah, it's time to get rid of the old Nokia phones and the laptops. You can donate them to people who haven't got them right now, especially now with online learning at school. A lot of kids don't have iPads or laptops. So if you can donate them, but wipe the data from them first and then declutter them. But there are certain things like hard drives. If you haven't moved the documents from the hard drive onto a cloud-based server, keep those safe. So they're another one to put into the suitcase, because they do get damaged if you don't store them properly, if you don't look after them, if you drop them. So they're another thing to put into the suitcase in bubble wrap, safe, for yourself. So, and especially if it has important information, you need to keep it safe, and you don't want to lose it, or if it has photos on it, so think about those kind of electronics. Excuse me. And then talking about photos, we've talked about photos in the last episode. I said about digitizing them as much as possible. If you can't put them, all those photographs, especially when they're old photos, put them safely in, say, a hand luggage, or in a suitcase, or in a box that you've gotten from the movers with lots of padding and bubble wrap. Put those photos safely in a place. If you can get a nice box to put them in and label it photos, that's great, because then it's all stored in one place and you can easily then store it away in your new home. But you don't want to lose those photos, because they are, especially when they're paper photos, what do we call them? Paper photos?
It used to be called photo paper, right? So, but
printed photos. So yeah, put that, you don't want to lose them until you've digitized them. So keep them safe. Another thing to think about is jewelry, and especially fine jewelry. This is another thing that will go in your suitcase. If you have a jewelry box, get all the jewelry and put them into, if you don't do that already, get them and put them into the jewelry box and then put it into your suitcase. And if you have the original box, and it's, say a Cartier or, one of those, and you have the original box, put it into the original box. And if you ever think of reselling your jewelry, you need to have the original box anyway. it's a difficult thing with clients. Some clients are like, I'm never going to sell it. It's an heirloom. It's going to go on to family. But some people are like, well, I actually do want to sell them after a while. So it depends on what your personality is like and what, you know, if you're not ever going to sell your jewelry and they, you know, they have special meaning to you and you're just going to pass it down as heirlooms, then you don't need to keep all those jewelry, tiny little jewelry boxes, because it just takes up space and it's clutter. And then you can just put it into a big jewelry box and put it into your suitcase to take with you. But look at them and make sure that they're in a good state as well. You know, you can deal with the cleaning of them and, you know, organizing of them once you move to the new place, but make sure you have them in a place that it's easy for you to take from one house to the other when you're downsizing. Another thing to think about is sentimental items. So, you know, whether it's a tooth from your child or their first hair, medal, you know, these things, they're very sentimental to you. They might not be to other people. Put them in a nice box. So get a nice, pretty box from, say, I don't know, one of the stationery shops, and put them in there and label it that it's sentimental items. And that is another thing that you can put in the moving box, which you get earlier, or you can put into a suitcase so that you know that you're not going to lose it. But you need to have that stored safely for yourself. You don't want to lose that, you know, especially when you're doing the decluttering of the house everywhere. If you can get, whenever you're doing the decluttering and, you know, because you're getting prepared for the downsizing, whenever you find anything that is sentimental, you can have that box available to then put all the sentimental items in there, because they're always little things usually, aren't they? They're little tiny, they call it in America tchotchkes, like, I don't know what the word is in Britain. We don't call it tchotchkes, we call it something else. Sentimental item. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's specific for that, but yeah, or knickknacks or whatever you might call them.
Yeah, knickknacks.
Just sentimental things. I mean, we've actually done this, and we'll again leave a link in the show notes for this episode. But yeah, we've done one specifically about how to take care of your sentimental items and how to organize them. Mm. So if you followed those, obviously, then you have a box already, and you've been doing that. But if not, now's the time.
Yes. Now you can start while you're downsizing. excuse me, sorry, I've got a frog in my throat today. When you go into your kitchen, for me, there are specific kitchen items that will never go. They're going to go to the next house, whether anybody likes it or not. And there's, you know, and it's the same for everybody. So, kitchen knives, you know, especially when you buy those expensive kind of Japanese kitchen knives or German kitchen knives, and they're so beautiful and they cut so brilliantly, you don't want to lose them. Those chef's knives you want to keep, you're going to take with you. So think about that when you're downsizing, that you don't want to lose them, and good quality pots and pans and cooking utensils that you use when you cook, they, you know, you want to keep them. So make sure you don't get them, they don't declutter while you're looking at downsizing, especially if you have maids. Make sure it's clear to them that these things are the things that you want to keep and you do not want to get rid of. And the same with, you know, your bathroom supplies as well. Check that they're, what you need and what you don't need. You'll need bed sheets. Make sure you have one set of bed sheets in your suitcase, because when you move to your new house, you want to have those bed sheets available to put onto your new bed. That's my top tip for moving today.